Welcome to Dance to Heal. I'm your host, Jenny C. Cohen. Join me as I share stories of how dance and movement can bring healing in a way that is safe and tailored to your life. I'm a cancer survivor, mother of two, and an award-winning performer who found that movement was vital to my recovery. I created Dance to Heal Wellness and also authored the best-selling book, Outside in Recovery, Dancing My Way Back to Myself After Breast Cancer. I will bring new techniques to help you on your dance journey and healing path. Are you ready to move? Dance to Heal starts now. Lauren Fonfiel, a former business coach turned integrative energy practitioner, specializes in helping smart, capable women find freedom from anxiety, stress, and chronic pain. She does it through healing from the inside out so that you can finally feel free to pursue what's most important to you in your personal and professional life. Welcome, Lauren. We're so excited to have you here.
I'm so excited to be here with you today.
Yes. So I am in my coaching training. I have met many people who incorporate the EFT tapping. Will you tell us how you found this amazing tool?
Yeah, absolutely. So I came to find EFT through my own journey with anxiety and stress and this, exploration of a variety of different healing modalities to see what worked best for me to make me feel most grounded and clear-headed in my body. And tapping was a real game changer.
Explain to a newbie person, I know what it is. Mm-hmm. Let's tell and you're going to be one of the first one of my guests who uses this in their assistance with their clients. Mm-hmm. What is tapping?
Sure. So tapping, also referred to as EFT or the emotional freedom technique, is a practice that really helps you do just that. It helps you find freedom from your emotions. And the way that it works and how I would often describe it to somebody who's completely new to it is comparing it to acupuncture. So if you go to an acupuncturist, they take those tiny little needles and they put them in at certain points of the body. And the points that they're putting those needles in at are the end points of the meridians. And with EFT or tapping, what we are doing is applying acupressure to some of those same points. And then in addition to that, we also speak out loud and acknowledge the emotions that we're feeling. And doing so is this really beautiful practice of holding space for how you are feeling so that you can move through the emotion. I think a lot of the time as humans, we don't do that because we don't enjoy experiencing uncomfortable emotions like anger, sadness, frustration. We tend to stuff those things down and then we focus on something else so that we can distract ourselves from that discomfort. And so tapping is a really gentle way that you can hold space for yourself, allow yourself to feel these feelings and move through them so that you don't continue to have to run from them and push them down and try to avoid them.
I love this acknowledgement. Oftentimes you're also in these family or being cared for situations where we're not allowed feelings. Mm-hmm. You know, they call, I have a healer person I go to, a healing mentor, and she calls them fine family traditions. There's things that we're really not given permission to even acknowledge. Right? Like part of my cancer recovery was acknowledging the anger affiliated with being diagnosed with cancer and then having to go through that process. What's a good way to start? I know you always want to coach. What are some ways to do it on our own at first to acknowledge if this makes a difference in our lives?
Yeah. So if you're completely new and you're curious about it, I think the first thing is learning where the points are on the body. And when I'm teaching those to my clients, I often tell them to really just notice if there are particular points that they enjoy tapping on. There's really no rhyme or reason as to why you might like one point more than another. But most of the time, the people that I work with do have a favorite point, and that can really be your go-to point in those times where you're really feeling stressed or overwhelmed, and you can just tap and breathe, and that in itself is going to help you. But yeah, so to get started, it would be to learn where those points are and then begin to practice really tuning in and checking in with yourself about how you're feeling. And then it's a process of learning how to put words to that, and then we tap on the points and say those things out loud. And the process of saying it out loud is really important. And I know that some people can feel silly when they're perhaps, tapping along with a video. If you go to YouTube and you look up tapping, there's lots of videos out there. And so you can feel a little silly if you're tapping, by yourself and you're speaking out loud. But there's real power in that, because sometimes when we say something out loud that we have been thinking over and over and over again, something that feels really true at the onset, and then we take the time to say it out loud, you create some distance from it, and you start to think, oh, that's not right. That's not true. Why am I saying that to myself? That feels silly now. And in doing so, you really begin to shift your perspective, and you start to feel different, and then you act differently, and then of course you get a different result. And that's what this is all about.
I love that. My thing that I keep wanting to say is, folks that are listening in and watching the YouTube interview, this is not to be confused when we're really upset and we start doing negative self-talk. When we're doing that old cycle of berating ourselves for making mistakes or things like that, we're not advocating that. Lauren, I believe, right? And let me know if I'm wrong. Lauren's talking about acknowledging feelings that you have, speaking thoughts that are affiliated with those feelings to see if they're actually true, and then dispel them when they're not.
And they can feel really true. You can feel, let's say, not good enough, right? You can be beating yourself about not being good enough, or maybe comparing yourself to somebody else who you think did it better, or whatever the case may be. And that may feel really true. But I think most of the time, almost always, there's something else going on that's really contributing to why you're feeling that way. And it might not just be, that somebody said something to you that really triggered you. It might be related to these past experiences that we've had in our lives that have these similar emotions attached to them, and those have kind of built up over time. And then when you are exposed to this trigger and somebody says something to you, it kind of just, ignites that fire that's connected to all of those other things. And so tapping really helps us to peel back those layers to give you that awareness of those other things that are going on, so that you can again think about it differently and heal those things. Because, sometimes in our lives, we didn't have the tools back then to be able to process certain emotions. And sometimes it's a matter of just, what you have to do. You're in a situation where you have to power through. There's no other choice. And now that stuff is coming up again, right? That oftentimes we stuff that stuff down, and over time it's gonna come up again. And so if that's happening, there's a reason for it. And by f allowing yourself to feel those feelings, you can heal it. You gotta feel it to heal it.
Yes, I love that. Feel it to heal it. When someone is curious about how if they were thinking of doing it and they might be put off by the thought, well, how long does it take before I see a difference?
Yeah,
With
so
your clients, when can someone see a difference in this process?
yeah, that is a common question. And so the answer to it is it depends, right? So if you are dealing with, let's say, a limiting belief that has been something that has seemed true to you for years and years and years, it might take a little bit longer to get to the root of what's going on. Whereas if something is newer that's happened in your life and that you're just experiencing these emotions, it can happen more quickly. It's also dependent upon how open you are to healing. And I know that that can be a sticky thing for some people, because you ask most people, are you ready to heal? Of course they're going to be like, duh, yeah. Right? But what I mean by that is really being able to take a step back and look at things a little differently. And for I can give you an example. I had a client that I worked with who came to me because she was dealing with a lot of physical pain in her body. And tapping is a tool that not only can help you emotionally, but it also can help you with physical pain. And she was dealing with a lot of pain in her knees, and she had been in bed for several days. And when I was asking her about how the pain, how it physically felt in her body, how it made her feel that she was having to deal with this pain. These are questions that I would ask as we're in the session, and we would take the answers to those questions, and we would tap using those words. And I asked her one of the questions that I asked her was, if there was any sort of benefit to this pain, what would the benefit be? And you really have to be in a place to really think about that and answer that, be open to that possibility, because some people would be like, there's no benefit to this pain. Like, that's it. Like, I'm hard and fast. No. But she really stopped and she paused and she thought about it. And she said, well, because I'm dealing with all of this pain, my kids come over to visit me a lot more often. So that opened a whole other doorway for us to explore. And questions about, okay, well, if you're healthy, are you concerned that your relationship with your children is going to change? And what emotions are associated with that? And so anyway, by the end of that session, she really found physical relief from that pain. The pain had shifted some just by acknowledging these emotions that clearly were contributing to the pain. So it totally depends on the specific situation that you're dealing with as far as like how long it's going to take, but it's 100% possible.
Ooh, I love that. In the realm that I work with my clients in terms of a form of neurolinguistic programming that's evolved neurolinguistic programming, we call that secondary gain. So when you have something you really want to fix and you don't know why, and one of the reasons why is because there may be something that the benefit outweighs the pain of it. That's a secondary gain. And oftentimes it's this acknowledgement, right? There's that 10%, the conscious part of us here. And then there's another 90% of us who, that part of us that keeps us safe in a setting and or similar to your client, knowing that her family, at least her perception is that if she's in pain, her family will care more. I love that. I love that reminder to us and audience, I want you to think about something that you know you want to be better in, and yet it's very hard to move beyond and to take a step back and think, oh, what is a secondary or another reason why it's being allowed to continue in my life when really it's benefits for me not to be there. And at the same time, there's a slight payoff that if you look at it, it helps you let go of it. We're coming into the spring when you're going to be listening to this episode. So a lot of times spring people have reset their New Year's goals or realized what I thought I wanted isn't happening. And let's look at why you might have possibly given yourself a reason not to hit it.
Yeah, there's all sorts of resistance that can pop up along the way. And sometimes that resistance is related to ways of that we're trying to protect ourselves. And so really beginning to shed a light on that. And sometimes we have awareness of that. We know what we're doing, but sometimes it's subconscious, and tapping can help to bring that to the surface. And then once you know, then you can create change and you can choose again.
I love that. I love that. What is one quick way that they can get in touch with you, Lauren?
Yeah. So you can find me on my website, which is mindshiftwithlauren.com. You can also find me on Instagram. If you search for Mind Shift with Lauren, I'll pop up there as well. And yeah, I would, and I have a YouTube channel too. I send out weekly tap along videos, and you can find me on YouTube at Mind Shift with Lauren too.
Beautiful, beautiful. I really do suggest, folks, that you access Lauren has a member of your healing team. I think is really important. And because Lauren's is so accessible to you, take advantage of that. Take advantage of Lauren's gifting of her YouTube videos. You can find her on Instagram. And if you're having difficulty igniting that, go to danceandheal.com, do some movement with me, release some memories through the myofascial release stretching that I offer, and then make sure you pull that trigger and look up Lauren. Lauren, thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I just love that there's so many different ways that we can move energy, and this is just one of many. And I always would just encourage people to explore the different things that you're curious about. And then one other thing I just want to mention is that if you're skeptical of this, because a lot of people are skeptical of this idea of tapping on yourself to feel better, know that there is a lot of science that backs this up as to what is happening inside the body as you are tapping on these meridian points. And it's been shown to reduce the amount of cortisol, which is the stress hormone in the body. And there's lots of more detailed information in my free masterclass that you can access at mindshiftwithlauren.com/masterclass.
Yes, make sure you take advantage of that. Thank you so much, Lauren. Folks, we'll see you next
Thank
time. Bye.
you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Dance to Heal with Jenny C. Cohen. Come back next time to hear stories of recovery through movement and learn more ways that you can move your body. To work with me and continue your journey, visit outsideinrecovery.com. Are you ready to move?